We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled The Dinosaur Games and features the voices of Aaron, Bridget, and Mike from Aaron's World, an imaginative science podcast for kids. If you enjoyed this dynamite episode, be sure to check out Aaron's World on the Kids Listen podcast app.
Who wants a story? Let's go!
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the silly story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, while you're having snack time, or even when you're riding on your pet dinosaur. I'm your host, Angie. Today is a dynamite episode. We have some special guests joining us today to bring you a very funny story about some hilarious dinosaur athletes. Who do you think will be the winner of the legendary dinosaur competition? Let the games begin now. The Dinosaur Games. Welcome to the Mesozoic era. It's time for the opening ceremonies of the prehistoric dinosaur games. I'm Stegosaurus, your referee and host for today's events. Allow me to introduce our star dinosaur athletes who will be competing for gold fossil medallions. We have Pterodactyl.
Hi.
This long-winged lizard is ready to fly by the competition. We have Triceratops.
Howdy.
This three-horned dinosaur can't wait to headbutt its way to victory. Here is Velociraptor.
Hello.
This sleek and speedy dino hopes to run away with a gold medal today. And finally, perhaps our most favored contender competing today in these here dinosaur games, the mean and mighty Tyrannosaurus Rex! Can this Tyrannosaurus wreck the competition and dinosaur to victory? We will soon find out. And, oh, wait, what's this? Sorry, gosh, I didn't see you there. Folks, it looks like we have one more dinosaur athlete competing today. It's Micropathycephalosaurus?
Yes, that's correct. Micropathycephalosaurus.
What a long name for such a small dinosaur. This should be interesting. Well, now that we've introduced all of our contestants, let the dinosaur games begin! For our first event, we have the hurdles. Contestants must run as fast as they can and jump over the hurdles without knocking them over. Athletes, are you ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, dino, go! And they're off. The pterodactyl is just flying over the hurdles. Disqualified.
The Triceratops is knocking the hurdles over with its horns. Disqualified! Velociraptor is taking an early lead, but the T-Rex is hot on the Velociraptor's tail.
I'm coming for you, Raptor.
Eat my carbon dust.
And where is Micropachycephalosaurus? That puny dinosaur isn't even tall enough to jump over the hurdles. That mini dino is just running underneath them. Disqualified.
I did my best. Maybe I'll win the next one.
Looks like it's gonna be a race to the finish between T-Rex and Velociraptor. Whoop, whoop, the Velociraptor just made it across by a hair, or is that a feather? Anyway, the Velociraptor is the gold medallion winner of our first event. Let's move on to the long jump competition. Our contestants will run up to the line and jump as far as they can across the sandy pit. First up is the pterodactyl. Now be sure not to flap those wings or you'll be disqualified.
Don't worry, I promise not to flap.
The pterodactyl takes a few long strides, then leaps into the air and dinosaurs across the field. Wow, that must be some kind of a record. Let's see if the other dinosaur athletes can beat it. Triceratops runs with great force and leaps into the air, but quickly sinks like a dino stone.
Uh-oh. I think I may be stuck in the sand.
Let's get a paleontologist in here to dig out that Triceratops. In the meantime, up next, it's the Velociraptor, hoping to score another victory. The Velociraptor starts running faster and faster and faster. Hey, you're supposed to jump. The Velociraptor ran across the whole sandy pit and didn't even attempt the long jump. Sorry, Velociraptor, that means you're disqualified.
Gee, I don't mind. That was a fun run, just like the beach.
Now we have the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The massive T-Rex is running with great speed and power. It leaps into the air with its long legs and lands into the sand. Wow, what an incredible jump by the T-Rex. But unfortunately for him, the pterodactyl is still in the lead with the farthest jump.
Caveman.
Oh, and I almost forgot the Micropachycephalosaurus is our last contestant to jump. The Micropachycephalosaurus takes a few tiny steps, then jumps only a few inches. Hey, Micropachycephalosaurus, it's supposed to be a long jump, not a teeny tiny short jump.
Maybe next time.
Looks like the pterodactyl will take the gold for this event.
Woohoo!
Now we have the boulder chucking competition. The dino athletes will hurl this 100-pound boulder as far as they can. Up first, the pterodactyl. Oh dear, the pterodactyl is having a hard time picking up the boulder with its wings.
Gee, I give up. I'd rather listen to rock than throw one.
Next, it's the triceratops. Wait, what is this three-horned dino doing? It's backing up away from the rock. Oh, and now the dino is running full speed towards it. And whoa! The Triceratops just headbutted the 100-pound boulder right out of the stadium. Wowza!
Ho-ho!
And wait, what's this? The Velociraptor has decided to sit this game out and is listening to rock music along with a pterodactyl.
Actually, I prefer Velociraptor music.
Boy.
Alrighty then, now it's time for the T-Rex. This mega dino is sure to be a fierce competitor in the boulder chucking competition. The Tyrannosaurus Rex bends down to pick up the boulder and lifts it into the air. But whoop, uh-oh, the T-Rex has such short arms and didn't throw the boulder very far at all. In fact, the massive rock landed on the poor T-Rex's big toe.
Yeah.
Wow, what an upset.
You're telling me.
Oh, and I guess the Micropachycephalosaurus is going to give this one a try, too. Yikes, that boulder is actually bigger than the dinosaur. The Micropachycephalosaurus is trying to lift the boulder with its its teeny arms, but this 100-pound rock won't budge. Sorry, I'm afraid you're disqualified.
That's all right. Maybe I'll win the next one.
Looks like the Triceratops is the clear gold fossil medallion winner of this event.
Yippee! I'm on the Triceratops of the world.
Now, for our last event of the day, folks, we are about to do the Dinosaur Roar Contest. The winner of this event will win the dazzling Dino Trophy. Each dinosaur will line up and give their best, most impressive, most original, most inventive roar. The winning roar will be determined by our dino meter. Up first, we have the pterodactyl. Are you ready?
Ready.
Give us your best roar.
I swallowed a bug.
Oh, that one didn't do so well. The dinometer rates that roar extinct. Up next, it's the Triceratops. Are you ready to roar?
Ready.
Give us your best.
Hey, no fair. The pterodactyl was tickling me.
Well, let's see what the dinometer says about that one. The dinometer gave it a mediocre roar rating. Now it's time for the Velociraptor. Are you ready?
Ready.
Give us your best roar. Wow, that was a pretty good one. Let's see what the dinometer says. Jurassic! That's quite a decent score for the Velociraptor. But now it's time for the T-Rex. The Tyrannosaurus Rex has one of the loudest and longest roars around. Let's see what the mighty dino does. Are you ready, T-Rex?
Ready.
Now give us your best roar. Yowza! The dinometer rated that one glorious! It's gonna be impossible to top that roar, but we still have one last little dino contestant. The tiny micropachycephalosaurus is gonna give it a try. Are you ready?
Ready!
Now give us your best roar! I don't believe it! That roar was amazing! In fact, it earned a perfect score on the dinometer with a rating of Dynamite! Congratulations, Micropachycephalosaurus! You have won the dazzling Dino Trophy!
Golly, thanks!
No fair. I wanted to win the Dino Trophy. Besides, the Micropachycephalosaurus can't even pick it up.
Hey, T-Rex, I have an idea. Since the Dino Trophy's too heavy for me to pick up, why don't we share it? I can sit inside the trophy cup, and you can carry me around in it. What do you say? Do we have a dino deal?
Dino deal. Thanks, little buddy.
That's right, folks. These amazing dino athletes are all just full of surprises. Let's hear it for the Micropachycephalosaurus. Let's hear it for all of our delightful dinosaur athletes. Hurrah! These dinosaur games are sure to go down in prehistory. Congratulations, Micropachycephalosaurus. What a roaring good time. If you enjoyed this fun dino story, then check out Aaron's World. Aaron's World is a fun and imaginative science-themed audio adventure for kids. It's a 50-episode story following the time-traveling adventures of a little boy and his trusty computer companion, Ino, as they explore the prehistoric world. If you like adventures with dinosaurs, robots, time travel, and plenty of science, then this podcast is definitely for you. Visit www.mydogrocket.com to learn more. You can find Aaron's World on the Kids Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dino deal.
I just love meeting new and interesting friends, don't you? Well, lucky for us, we have some mail from someone who is very interesting and also very hungry. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends. Today's mail comes from our listener, Pei the Panda. Pei writes,
"Dear Angie and friends, my name is Pei and I'm a giant panda bear. I live in the bamboo forest in Sichuan, China. I just listened to the episode all about the county fair. My favorite part of the story was Digger and the pie eating contest because I love to eat too. My favorite thing to eat is bamboo. In fact, I eat about 20 to 30 pounds of bamboo a day. It's just so yummy. Maybe I can bake a bunch of bamboo pies and have Digger over for a pie-eating contest to see who the ultimate champion would be. Ha ha, that would be some paw-licking fun. Anyway, I better go now. I'm writing this letter on a piece of bamboo paper and it's looking pretty tasty. I better send this letter out before I eat it. Thanks again for all the spectacular stories. Signed, Pei the Panda."
Thanks, Pei. I can tell you were very hungry when you wrote this because there is a bite mark taken out of the corner of this letter. But I'm so glad you managed to send it in anyway. I think a pie-eating contest between you and Digger the dog would be as legendary as the dinosaur contest.
Yeah, I think so too, Angie. My stomach is already starting to roar.
Looking forward to reading more animail from our animal listeners soon. Today's show is sure to go down in prehistory. We heard all about the hilarious dinosaur games. Each dinosaur had its very own unique talent, especially the little Micropachycephalosaurus, who won the Dinosaur Roar Contest and took home the big prize.
Golly, thanks.
We also heard from Pei the Panda, who told us all about her love of bamboo. I bet she would surely win in an all-you-can-eat contest.
We'll see about that, Angie.
Haha, I just love me some friendly competition.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. Story Spectacular is a proud member of Kids Listen, a grassroots organization of children's podcasters who are all committed to providing high-quality audio content for kids. You can listen to this show and discover lots of other spectacular shows for kids on the Kids Listen podcast app. A big thank you once again to Aaron, Bridget, and Mike for lending your voices for today's episode. Be sure to check out Aaron's World to hear even more from these talented storytellers. And remember, the best way you can support the show is to tell someone you know. Tell a friend about Story Spectacular and share on social media, because stories are always more fun when you can share them with your friends. Thanks for listening.
That was a fun run.
Yippee!
Woohoo!